Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Philippians chapter 3 today, just one verse. Philippians chapter 3, verse 1. Paul says, "Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you is no trouble to me, and it's safe for you." Let me read this to you again. This is where we're going to get our challenge from today. "Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you is no trouble to me, and is safe for you." I love how Paul starts again in this section and in this finally, and he says, "Rejoice in the Lord." You're going to see him use that term again over and over in the verses to come, especially when we get to chapter 4. But he says, "I want to remind you of your need to rejoice in the Lord." Being reminded of spiritual truth, folks, is a very, very good thing. I want you to see that Paul says, "I want to remind you of these things. And to write to them to you, again, the same stuff is not a trouble to me, and it's good for you." We have a tendency, though, sometimes when we hear the same thing again, to become a little bit proud. We act like the teenager who thinks they know everything, and when the parent tells them something that they already know, the teenager has a tendency to respond, "I know," with a very proud, not humble attitude. And I want you to see from Scripture that a big part of being a humble, obedient Christian is one that is willing to acknowledge, "I need to be reminded. I need to be re-shown spiritual truth. I might have learned this lesson in the times past, but I need to be reminded of it because God needs to reteach me these lessons." Folks, the reason why God's mercies are new every morning, as the Scripture says, is because our flesh gets up every morning and starts again wanting to be in control. And we have to daily lay our bodies on the altar, lay our flesh on that sacrificial altar, and submit ourselves again afresh and anew every day to God. And because of this continual daily battle and daily struggle, we need to be reminded of spiritual truth. And I want to challenge you, humble yourself and receive spiritual truth. Paul said, "It's no trouble for me to write the same things to you, but it's good for you." In 2 Peter chapter 1, listen to verses 12 through 15. Peter says, "Therefore, I intend always to remind you of these qualities, though you know them and are established in the truth that you have. I think it's right, as long as I'm in this body, to stir you up by way of reminder, since I know that the putting off of my body will be soon, as our Lord Jesus Christ has made clear to me, and I will make every effort so that after my departure, you may be able at any time to recall these things." Did you catch that? Peter says, I realize now that the time, Jesus told me years ago that I was going to die. Back when John 21, when we met back up with him after fishing and we walked along the shore after time around the fire, and he came and he showed me how I was going to die. And he pointed out that I was going to die of crucifixion when he said, "When you're younger, you went where you wanted and dressed yourself. But when you're old, you will stretch out your arms." That's a picture of crucifixion, and go where you don't want to go. And when Jesus told Peter how he was going to die, he had prepared him for that. But now 25 years later is when Peter actually dies. He now is near that point. And the Lord showed him that the time's coming quickly. And he says, "You know what? Before I get out of this body and go on to be with the Lord, I want to remind you of some things. And it's good for you that I do that. And at the same time, I want to make sure that even after my departure, that you're reminded of these things." Folks, listen closely. A large part of God's teaching is reminder. We keep wanting that fresh and new word from God. Well, he's given us his word, and there's nothing wrong with illumination where God helps us understand things afresh and anew. And as a preacher over the years, I always wanted to have a fresh word in the sense of something that people probably had never seen before, never heard before. And the fresh word I need to give is something that's empowered by the Spirit today, but it may be something you've heard before, but you're hearing it afresh and anew today. So humble yourself today. Be willing to say, "Lord, what do I need to be reminded of? What truths do I understand that you need to tell me again so that I'll see them afresh and anew today? Because I need to be humble and be teachable and have you remind me of spiritual truths." Paul said, "I'm going to write these things to you again. It's not a problem for me, and it's good for you." Hey, if being reminded of spiritual truth is good for you, receive it today. I look forward to sharing some more with you from Philippians on Monday. Tomorrow we'll be in Proverbs. Hope to see you then.